Madame and Rabbi Sai, lessons from the lathe, the final edition for you guys. Mirza Shem, I should continue. Mirza Shem, I'll continue the chat so we can. Don't worry, ever stop crying. Parshas Bahaloscha, Haba Alena Latova. I'll relate it to Parshas Nosso as well, don't worry. At the end of the Parsha of Parshas Nosso, you have the Nisim. We spoke last week's lessons from the lathe. We spoke about the Nisim and what they brought. And we spoke about how it was equal, but it wasn't equal. And then all of a sudden, Bahaloscha starts with a very strange, in my opinion, a very strange Rashi. Where Rashi asks, based on the Midrash Tanchuma, Lama Nismicha? Why was this Parsha related? Nam Nischa Parsha HaMenor, it's a Parsha Nisim. We learn about all these karbanos that the Nesiim brought, what an amazing gift to the Mishkan. And then, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Dabel Aroin, Vamartila, Bahaloischa Saneiris, Mul Pnei Amenor, Yair Shiva Saneiris. What's the connection between the two? Lefi Kishara Aharon, Chanukas Hanesiim, Chal Shaloi Data. He had Chalisha Sadas. He was sad. What was he sad about? Shelo Hayo Imahim Bechanukalo. Who? Velo Shvatoi. Hey, we forgot about Shevet Levi. Everybody gets to bring presents except me, my Shevet. I can't do the Ras on Hashem. He wasn't jealous in the sense of that they were bringing they were doing something to Avodas Hashem to make them closer to God, and I wasn't able to? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to Aaron, Chiyech, smile. Shelo gidlo mishalahem. I have something even better for you. She'ata madlik umeitiv es haneiros. You're going to light them neiros. And that's going to be even better. So this sounds great. And everybody reads this Rashi and says, Shkoyech. Because it's better. Everybody knows that's better. I said, why is it better? That's what I want to delve into. Why is it better? Why is the Parsha and the Nesiim not equally or just as good? It was certainly more physical stuff that was brought. So of course we have the famous Ramban that talks about the future lighting, not just in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. And then of course, Chanukah miracle that we'll all get to light our own menorahs. It's a function of Hodah that we can dedicate and rededicate ourselves to Avodas Hashem. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik has his own idea as well that he was upset, he was wounded, if you will, that he couldn't dedicate, as I just said, to the service of God the way that the Nesiim did. God informed Aaron, it's not only about karbonos, also lighting the candles is also Shevach Vodah Hashem. And that will be what Chanukah is all about, the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we read this, of course, the last day of Chanukah. It's about dedicating and rededicating ourselves. But I want to say something. Because a few psukim later, literally, one pasuk later, it says, Vayas kein Aaron el mul pnei hamenorah. And so Aaron followed God and he did it. Rashi says, Vayas kein. Obviously he did it. What do you mean, Vayas kein? Says Rashi something beautiful. Lahagid shvachol shel Aaron shelo shina. The Sifri says it's shvachol that Aaron lit the menorah and didn't change. Oh wow, that was amazing, right? You go up to a guy wearing, putting on tefillin today, and you say to him, "No, your tefillin's not there between your eyes, and I don't have to do that." He's like, no, that's the way I wear my tefillin. Actually, was talking to as you get older. Just in general, the way tefillin work. They get bigger, they fall, yeah. So that's generally what happens. And I went up to a guy and I said to him, your tefillin, they were too low. Mamash, they were like, and he's like, it's fine. God knows what I want. I'm like, okay. But lo shoshina, what? That's a big deal? What does it mean, shaloshina? We have to understand that. So comes along the beautiful Sfas Emes, and the Sfas Emes says,
says the Sfas Emes, Shelo Shina. Yesh Meforish ki asa maisa hamitzvah kol yomav, kol chayav, bekavana beratzon echad.
Every day that he lit that menorah, it was like the first day. Ki derech kol adam, the way we normally work, shepetchilas mit orer letov. We start off and we're so excited. My nephew this morning put on tefillin for the first time. Ah! Shkoyach to Aaron Moshe Gottlieb. Do you know that first day? Oh my God, it's awesome. Right? That first day? It's awesome. Put on tefillin, you're like, so, oh, this is going to be amazing.
Since we're King Yeshkoyach and Mazel Tov, I forgot, of course, the general dedications we have. The Shir should be dedicated to Refuah Shleima, Bela Bas, Sarah Esther Peril. Chava Bas Rachel just had a surgery yesterday. For Shleim B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael, Tanam Liam Ben Shein Sipora. All the Cholim Yisrael should be well. God should protect our Tzva Hagadol Yisrael as well.
So B'tchila Mitorer L'Toyv Achakach Nishrach Mimenu.
Right, the old joke about Shemon Esrei. I'm in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and somebody started hitting me. And I realized it's myself doing Shlach Lanu. I'm so not involved. I couldn't believe it. Yesterday, just happened to be out here in the yeshiva. Three people came up to me, and that was about how many were at Mincha. And they said to me, "Oh shoot, I forgot Shemon Esrei. I forgot Yalav Yavok." Right, there's a famous Chassidish Rebbe. comes up to him. One of the Chassidim come up to him and they say, "Rebbe, I forgot what's the halacha Rosh Chodesh the night. Do you repeat? You don't repeat it." So of course the halacha is you don't repeat it that night. And he says, "I don't understand your question." He goes, "Oh, okay, Rebbe." Because I don't understand your question. How did you forget Yalav Yavoi? He is as a Dovuk LaHashem. How can it be that you're davening, you don't remember Yalav? How can that be? But that's what happens to us. We do a mitzvah and we do it out of rote. But you always need to be moved. You can't just daven regular. I said this a million times. One of my lessons for you. You can't just use a sitter that has Hebrew in it. You got to have an English sitter. And you got to look at the English side sometimes. Lit orer, so davening doesn't become regular for you. You got to write notes next to your sitter, so it means something to you. You got to have a list of cholim to daven for, so it means something when you say refaino. Uveha emes ki hahit pa'alut harishon hu muvchar lezot ne'amar al aron shloshino memeila ba lo tamid. He didn't need that. Always he had his chadshus from lighting the menorah. That was Aaron. Aaron was machadish. And I want to say the chiddush then. It's my chiddush. I don't have this written by anyone. Maybe the Nesiyim was great and was wonderful, but the Rebbeinu Shalom was saying, don't have chilishas hadas, because I'm giving you something to do every day. Not one present to Rebbeinu Shalom. Anybody can bring a korban once to God and say, wow, this is amazing. But it's that day in and day out. Wow, that's hard to do. That you should be happy about, because you, Vayaskein, you are going to do it the same way, with the same fervor. Imagine being able to put tefillin on every day the same way you see that bar mitzvah boy so happy putting tefillin on the first day. We've had in our lives Bali Tshuva at our home. And I remember once specifically, it was a girl, and she said to me, "Rabbi, can I ask you a question? We were learning about Netilas Yadayim before the washing of the hands, before the bread, and I thought you have to do two. I'm like, "Yes, yeah, you have to do." She said, "Well, I mean, I was just happened to be watching you. You went like, you know how we watch sometimes. So I wasn't thinking about it. It's good mussar." Maybe the Nesiyim, that was a great gift. It was amazing that they brought it and we said it was ba'achdus and it was beautiful, but it was a one-time thing. It wasn't tamid. I always I've spoken this out more than once, but for you guys, hopefully it's new. I like to speak out the Ein Yaakov. A lot of people quote it as a Gemara. It's not a Gemara. It's in the Ein Yaakov's, it's a Maimer of Chazal. Bein zoyma oimer matzino pasuk ha-koylel yoyser v'hu Shema Yisrael. Let's pick one pasuk, and that pasuk should be the pasuk of Pesukim.
do you define Judaism? Then Zoma probably hit it on the mark. Shema Yisrael. People going to the gas chambers saying Shema Yisrael. The great Rory Klein jumping on the grenade and saying Shema Yisrael b'chol kavana. Ben Nanos Omer? Matzina Pars Klaus Yosef, who? The Haftalarecha, come on. Oh, that's it. Okay, I was wrong. Time of Spheres Omer, sure, we think about this a lot. Achtus, that's what we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Shimon b'pazi Omer, Matzina Pars Klaus Yosef, who? Hakevas Achat Aseh Ben Aboka. Okay, dude, Ben Pazi, it's time to leave. Like, stop bothering us here. We're going to vote between the two. Is it Shema Yisrael, the Haftalarecha? Come on. Omod, one of the rabbis saw it. Plony al Ragla the Omer. Halacha ben Pazi dechzik lo shani mara. This is what it is. You're right. How do we explain this? Shema Yisrael v'atarech kamocha. That's not the most important. Is the one that we wouldn't have picked. What's so important about akevas achat asam ben aboker? Comes along the Maharal in the Siva Zoylam and says, it's more important. It is the essence of the Torah. Why? When one serves Hashem Yitbarech, b'tamidus hagomer hu avadol k'mo sheh yitbaro lo sar le'avadasa. This pasuk emphasizes man should serve Hashem with continuity as a servant. Just as a servant does not veer from serving his master, but rather serves him continuously, so should we serve Hashem. The Tamid offering was brought every day in, out, but it was brought like Aaron taught his children and grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and that was what? You bring it with the same fervor. That's what a Tamid is. The success of this year in your life is what you will take with you. Pasuk says, Shabbos Shuva Haftorah Bichul Imachem Devorim V'Shuva El Hashem. We come to Hashem with a little pekalach, with a little bit. You didn't accomplish what you should have accomplished. We know that. You have a whole survey you wrote about it yesterday. You didn't do what you should have done. You could have done a lot more this year. But you got pekalach with you. You got stuff. That, Hashem says, I don't need everything. I need something. What is it? What is your tamid? Pick that mitzvah. Is it going to be your minyan attendance? Is it going to be your Torah learning? I'm not saying you shouldn't do the other things. But that's the thing that defines you. It's you. It's who you are. And everybody knows you don't miss that. Think about that. What's your tumid thing? What's your thing you're good at? They tell about Rav Ari Levine. He would say that he had many great midos. But he said the one thing people always would say about him is that when it came to chesed, there was no gimlus chasadim better than him. The stories that were told, I mean, they're unbelievable. The visits to the jail every Shabbos, visit the lepers, it's amazing. What is it that's your tamid? Yes, I get it, it can't be everything. I understand that. But you can't leave here without the tamid, without that thing that you do all the time. This is my mitzvah, I can't, this is what I do. I'm sorry, I know it's inconvenient now. I'm hanging out with my friends, and it's almost 4 o'clock on a winter Sunday afternoon, I have to daven Mincha the Minyan. That's my tumid thing. That's what I do all the time. Everybody makes fun. Oh, this guy with the Minyan. Good. My tumid thing is my Mishnah. It's my Gemara. You have to do that because you have to have something to bring with you. Great story. Rabbi Bitterman tells us a great story. Tells a story about a very rich man who wants to marry off his daughter. And he goes to the yeshiva where he gives a lot of money. He goes to the Rosh Yeshiva and he says, I want the Kluger, the number one, the best of the best. For my daughter, nothing better than the best of the best. And he says, that bacher over there, that's the best of the best. Ah. Rebbech is ridiculously happy, taken care of for the rest of his life by his rich future father-in-law. The father-in-law says, listen, the way that it works for me is I got to get to know you a little bit. I'm not even going to introduce you to my daughter. No, let's talk. They talk. They have a Shabbos meal together. All of his friends come over. He says, ah, this is my new son-in-law, future son-in-law. He's happy. He's at the voice of the table. He's already feeling the richness with the food and the servants and this. And the chassan's feeling like $1 million. No, a week passes, 2 weeks passes. Enough engagements together. He says, I want to meet the Kala already. He says, Kala? There's no Kala. He says, what do you mean there's no Kala? He says, I don't have a daughter. He said, but I wanted to feel what it feels like to have someone next to me, a son-in-law, like a... Ah. So says Rav Biderman, that's Shavuos. What do you have? You have your cheesecake. You're running out. Oh, before Shabbos, Friday, you're going to run out and you're going to get, oh, I need a cheesecake. Oh. Tavash v'cholof tachas l'shaynech. I need to be yoytze zayin. Right? I have my little fake stay up all night thing when I'm not, I'm going to learn for maybe an hour. Where's the kala? The kala is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Shavuos. Where is it? Where's your Talmud? Where's your things you bring with you? What are your Pekalach? What have you taken from this year of Israel? Ah. That's what you have to think to yourself. You're going to come to Shavuos this year with the greatest... Oh, Shavuos passed already. You're going to come... You've come to Shavuos. You have the greatest ability. Because it was different. Last year, Shavuos... It's like... It would take a guy like me. So what's the difference this year? Last year I gave 2 shurim. This year I'm only giving 1. Am I going to learn with my kids? Am I not? Or one of you annoying guys going to come up to me in the middle of my learning and say, can I we learn together? Right? What am I bringing with me? Different than last year. You're lucky because you have everything. You have a full year, but what are you actually taking with you? I was just looking yesterday. I was looking up a Gemara. Last year they did Sanhedrin, I guess. And I was looking up the Gemara. Am I wrong? Well, they did it some year because there's about 8 Sanhedrins, art school there. Why there are so many? Because guys leave the year, they go, I'm not going to need this Gemara anymore. I might as well donate it to the yeshiva. Open up your Gemara again. Chazara. Chazara. And Chazara. You got to take something. You got to be a Talmid from this year. The Korban Nisim is wonderful and is amazing. And you should have those experiences and remind yourself to have those experiences in life. The Nisim experiences. The Tish that you go to. The great Shir that you go to. But what's your Talmid? Finally, I can't end Parshas Baal Yischa without speaking out what my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would speak out every year that I was in Shir, at least twice a year. Ba'aloischas HaNeiros Rav Aaron would say, and maybe this was the intention of Aaron HaKohen, and that was, the menorah is so unique because the menorah had 6 branches, 3 and 3 in the middle of the Shamash, and they all had to face each other. There was a miracle that the sometimes you have it, you can see on the paruches, right? They all were facing. So Rav Aaron says that if you look at the introduction to the Chovos HaLevavos, it tells us that each of the branches were something secular. Science, math, the humanities. But each centered around the Torah. He says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want you to sit and learn Torah your whole life. He wants you to go out and learn Torah Ma'ad. He wants you to go to secular college. But the center is the Torah. The center is what we've spoken about many times, is the Halichas Olam. It's not just halachas. It's not just things we have to do. God doesn't care why I have to do this. Because they're halichas. They make you think about God all the time. They make you stop and say, wait, this is business halacha. Is this mutter or not? Just because I'm in the work world doesn't mean I'm not thinking about the laws of Yichud and the laws of Ribbis and the laws of Onan. Says Rav Aaron, that's the center of my life. The secular, I'm going to be out and doing, yes. But is the shamash the Torah? And do I have a kala to meet? On Shavuos night. Yes, that's part of the question here. We should be zoiche
in this first section of Shir, to remind ourselves of the importance of being tamid, of doing things not just tamid, but tamid with the hislavus, with the happiness, as if it was the first day, of doing those things to fuel the fire more. Baruch Hashem, I don't have this problem, but I'm told in the worlds of shiduchim and people shown bias, right? So you get the advice from the marriage counselor. Baruch Hashem, I've only heard about this. You can't just have it's the same thing all the time, but you got to do things for your wife sometimes. You buy her presents. You write her notes. You take her away for a little vacation. That's avodas Hashem also. It's not just avodas. You got to do something special. I need inspiration. I'm going to Sfas. I need inspiration. I'm going to visit a gadol. Going to the shir. Go to that. You need that. Or you're nothing. You can't accomplish anything. Shabbat Yizoychet, to bring nachas to Yeshivat Leva Torah, to even those rabbeim that don't work here, you should bring nachas to them. Shabbat Yizoychet, with your nachas that you bring to yourself, to your parents, to your entire family, Shabbat Yizoychet, to bring in base of Mekbish Mehevi, Amen, Amen, Salah.